I think that the last Sunday of our calendar year is always a fitting time to celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. And what's great about this feast day is that it's something about something to which we all can easily relate. It's about the real stuff that we have to deal with every single day of the year. And so when we celebrate the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we also celebrate our own families. My friends, the days of Christmas are usually a time when we want everything to be okay. And sometimes to make it okay, we idealize our families. A lot of times we try to wish our families into something they're really not. And we know that all too often our families fail to live up to that hallmark image. You know, the one that glows softly in our imaginations. Our families are not perfect. And frankly, as you and I know, most families are a little messy. Then there are families that have been struck by tragedies. Just imagine the pain that exists with those families in Newtown, Connecticut, with both the families of the children who were tragically killed and adults. Something over which they had no control. There's also situations like the death of an elder loved one. The pain and anguish of illness or the loss of a job. Still others have experienced tragedies such as separation or divorce and the alienation of children. Today's feast is a reminder that we belong to the human family and that we are a part of the family of the church. Historically, the church has given us the Holy Family as a model for Christian living. But we forget a lot of times that the three of them, including Jesus, were just as human as we are. Theirs was a real family that experienced many of the same challenges each of us experience. Today's scriptures tell about people who deeply desire family, but who put God first. We see it most remarkably in our first reading from the Hebrew Scriptures, from the book of Samuel. Elkanah and Hannah prayed for years that God would give them a child. When Hannah finally bore a son in her old age, she took Samuel to the temple and entrusted him to the priest Eli. Hannah's experience parallels Mary, the mother of Jesus. As in the story of Mary, over a millennium later, the conception and birth of a son occur through God's intervention. Both Hannah and Mary bear a son who ends up playing a big role in God's plan of salvation. And both are found in the temple in today's scriptures, one brought there by his mother, the other drawn by his heavenly Father. In our second reading, John reminds us of the centrality of love, that first and foremost, we are called to be children of God. And we will truly become the family of humanity, the family of the church, the family of God, only when all the old grudges and prejudices and fears are gone. When we look at ourselves and every human being as the family member each one of us is. But the heart of our relationship with God is in our total commitment to Jesus Christ, whose birth at Christmas changed the universe forever and made us all into one family. Jesus cherished differences and saw great potential in the weak, the sinful, and the outcast. Jesus also saw potential in the proud and the obstinate, the cold-hearted and the cynical, the angry and the resentful. Jesus could do this because he saw that pride is really insecurity. That obstinacy is really fear. That cynicism and resentment are simply pain in disguise. But by faith we see through these disguises and recognize ourselves behind all of them. And in our gospel, Jesus leaves his parents and goes off to the temple. It's only after a 3-day journey, it's discovered that the 12-year-old Jesus isn't among the returning caravan. Can you imagine Mary and Joseph's hearts? They must have been broken. Because I'm sure images of kidnapping, slavery, a terrible accident hovered just beneath their consciousness. But somehow, Mary and Joseph trusted. So they return searching for Jesus and find him in the temple discussing things of the law. Now the text says that Mary and Joseph were astonished when they saw him. Well, I don't know if I would use the word astonished in this case. Mary says, "Son, why have you done this to us? Didn't you know that your father and I were worried to death? Did you not think of us at all?" Jesus makes no apology, and his answer was odd. "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" Something here had changed. There was something different in the air. Something Mary didn't understand, and neither did Joseph. We are told that Mary pondered it in her heart for years to come, and that she only understood later while standing at the foot of the cross. Brothers and sisters, Jesus remains with us even when he seems most distant and farthest away, when he is nowhere to be found. Jesus is with us in the love and the compassion of family and friends, in the forgiveness we receive and give, in the generosity and healing we make happen, even in the simplest and most hidden ways. The scriptures proclaim today offer a realistic challenge to family life. As children mature after long years of love and guidance, they begin to forge their own paths. Like Mary and Joseph, parents often can't understand what they say. And yet Jesus' journey to self-understanding, begun at Jerusalem, concludes with that return to the support and love of Mary and Joseph in Nazareth. It is Mary and Joseph who teach Jesus how to recognize the call of God and how to be obedient to it. It is in their home in Nazareth that Jesus will continue to grow in wisdom and grace and the ability to discern what is obedience to God. It is through his earthly parents that Jesus will come to understand how precious and beloved he is as God's chosen one. At this time of year, it's really easy to long for the good old days when life seemed so simple and safe. But sometimes such perfection is an illusion. Every home, every time has had its problems, as today's scriptures illustrate. The sacrifice of Hannah and Elkanah, the anxiety of Mary and Joseph, the conflict within the boy, Jesus, will always be a part of family life, even when age and distance separate us. My friends, but what is important here is that we keep traveling together toward the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.